All right, I'm going to do an initial release with you. And so it's converting everything that's on the surface into sound and dissipating it. Except it's not on the surface. It's like a sneeze. It's like you have things come up. You recognize them, and then it's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. And you stuff them back down. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
So it's really hard when you do dynamic healing work like you do, you need to go with the flow more. So what you're doing is, this is a hiccup from thinking you're unworthy or whatever, is what you're doing is you're not going with the flow of it as far as your own energy. And you're cutting a little edge of earth around you at your feet. And you're saying, okay, all of this can release, but this can't release because, no, this is my stuff. Does that make sense?
No, I don't relate to that, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay, I'll try to say it a different... It's important that it relates to you. When you do healing and you do such dynamic work for others, is when you do healing, you're doing it for yourself as well as everyone else.
Correct.
But what you do is you stop yourself from getting the healing.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, and like lots of healers will say, well, they'll, because they'll interpret it as ego, and they'll feel good about the healing, right?
Right, but I always felt, knew that by channeling and doing healing, I was getting it also.
No. So that's the bullshit. When you say channeling, that's what a lot of dynamic healers do, is say, I'm channeling. You got, that's old consciousness. That's bullshit. You, your higher self, is doing the healing. So by saying it's a channeler, you're removing yourself from it and saying, I'm not worthy. I'm not doing it. I couldn't do this. I must be channeling something greater. That's the bullshit, Gail. That's the bullshit. So do this tap. I'll say it 3 times. We'll tap in your head, and a fourth time we'll tap in your chest.
Right.
I'm trying to word it. I release removing myself from the healing in all moments.
I release removing myself from the healing in all moments. I release removing myself from the healing in all moments.
So many dynamic healers think that they're channeling something greater than themselves, which it is. It's their own higher self. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does.
But you're diminishing yourself. You say you're a channeler. You're not a channeler. You're the one doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I know, but you're still not realizing that.
Okay.
I realize the actualization of my higher self in all moments.
I realize the
actualization.
The actualization.
Of my higher self.
Of my higher...
In all moments.
Could you walk me through that?
Yeah. What was the first part? I realized the actualization of my higher self in all moments.
I realized the actualization of my higher self in all moments.
Ah!
The actualization of my higher self in all moments. I realize the actualization of my higher self in all moments. Let's go to the heart. I realize the actualization of my higher self in all moments.
So what you do when you do that is here you have this dynamic energy and you tapped into it. And it's profound, and it's like a funnel coming right into your physicality. And then you remove yourself and say, I'm over here. I'm channeling that. I'm over here. I remove all schisms between my physical... I remove all schisms between my physicality and my higher self in all moments.
I remove all schisms between my physicality and my higher self in all moments. My physicality and my higher self in all moments. I remove all higher self in all moments.
Okay, so looking at all your lifetimes right now, there's this blockage, this one thing that you were told, and you truly believed it. So to this tap, I release cock blocking my potential in all moments.
I release what?
Cock blocking. The crudeness of that statement helps to wedge it out.
I forgot the second part now. Say it again.
I release cock blocking my higher self in all moments.
I release cock blocking my higher self in all moments. I release cock blocking my higher self in all moments. I release cock blocking my higher self in all moments. I release cock blocking my higher self in all moments.
Take a deep breath. Do you get a sense of that? Do you feel that come in flow better?
Yeah. Actually, that released totally from my solar plexus.
Yeah, that's where
totally
I felt.
Totally burst out.
And then the breath came in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I remove all engrams of false programming in all moments.
I remove all engrams of false programming in all moments. I remove all engrams of false programming in all moments. I remove all engrams of false programming in all moments. I remove all engrams of false programming in all moments.
I remove all I remove all engrams of male conditioning in all moments.
I remove all engrams of male conditioning in all moments. I remove all engrams of male conditioning in all moments. I remove all engrams of male conditioning in all moments. I remove all engrams of male conditioning in all moments.
So you know about the genocide that led to religion. It was all, you know, about the pagan genocide of the 12th century. You're aware of that, right?
No, I'm not a history buff.
Neither am I, but you're telling me that this is the trauma that's holding you back. As you remember, in the 12th century, that's what the Crusades were about. The Crusades were about killing out anything a female vantage point so that male energy could reign. So you're holding the trauma of the genocide of female energy. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
I released the trauma of female genocide in all moments.
I release the trauma of female genocide in all moments. I release the trauma of female genocide in all moments. I release the trauma of female genocide in all moments. I release the trauma of female genocide in all moments.
Now we're talking about female energy. And you know, this is a, you know, when you used to see these, the stereotype of the king's men going out and slaying the dragon. The dragon was higher consciousness. The dragon was female, male empowerment. It's not a good thing that the dragon got slayed. Do you see?
Yeah, I do.
I embrace my inner dragon in all moments.
I embrace my inner dragon in all moments. I embrace my inner dragon in all moments. I embrace my inner dragon in all moments. I embrace my inner dragon in all moments.
I release the fear of genocide in all moments.
I release the fear of genocide in all moments. I release the fear of genocide in all moments. I release the fear of genocide in all moments. I release the fear of genocide in all moments.
Now, right now we're witnessing some form of genocide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know, I mean, there's different versions on what's going on. Is it a flu? Is it, you know, technology? Is it a combination? Is it an attempt to thin the herd? And then to send people out there, even though people are dying, that's a form of genocide. Do you see that?
I don't see the connection between what. It just seems to me that
the plagues and the crusades were very well connected. I release the trauma of the crusades in all moments.
I release the trauma of the crusades in all moments. I release the trauma of the crusades in all moments. I release the trauma of the crusades in all moments. I release the trauma of the crusades in all moments.
I release the trauma of the plagues in all moments.
I release the trauma of the plagues in all moments. I release the trauma of the plagues in all moments. I release the trauma of the plagues in all moments. I release the trauma of the plagues in all moments.
There was a release with that. So what's happening with whatever the virus is, it taps you back into a more primal time when there were plagues.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and like we've been trained to and conditioned to be so synthesized and removed from our organic self.
Uh-huh.
That this is triggering a lot for people. And they're tapping back into their organic self.
Oh, that's just right.
Okay, good.
Yeah, definitely. I just shook totally out of my body right now.
Good. I remove all synthetic. I remove all synthetic layers of facade in all moments.
I remove
all synthetic layers of facade in all moments.
I remove all layers.
All synthetic.
I remove all synthetic layers.
Of facade.
Of facade in all moments.
Mm-hmm.
All synthetic layers.
Of facade.
Of facade in all moments. I remove all synthetic layers of facade in all moments. I remove all synthetic layers of facade in all moments.
So what people did... You getting a sense of this?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So what don't control me, Missy. I control this session. I relinquish all control in all moments.
I relinquish all control in all moments. In all moments. I relinquish all control in all moments.
So you know, like, people do that in sessions, and you know what they're doing. They're trying to, like, prevent what's happening from happening.
Uh-huh.
So what... and it did it. It knocked me off where I was. Oh, you dirty little sneak. Wow. I release hiding behind the facade in all moments.
I release hiding behind the facade in all moments. I release hiding behind the facade in all moments. I release hiding behind the facade in all moments. I release hiding behind the facade in all moments.
I lay myself bare as the true healer in all moments.
I relay myself bare as the true healer in all
moments.
Mm-hmm. Bare as the true healer in all moments. I relay myself bare as the true healer in all moments. I lay myself bare as the true healer in all moments.
Okay, so what's happening? Why dynamic healers call themselves channelers instead of the healers themselves is because in their memories, they remember the genocide of female empowerment. And so they're terrified of having that happen again. So they relinquish their power and give it over to this imaginary energy as a form of denial so they don't be held culpable. See, you're trying to live in the male energy world and be dynamic healer. I release hiding my true self in all moments.
I release hiding my true self in all moments. I release hiding my true self in all moments. I release hiding my true self in all moments. I release hiding my true self.
I release enabling male energy in all moments.
I release enabling male energy in all moments. I release enabling male energy in all moments. I release enabling male energy in all moments. I release enabling male energy in all moments.
So male energy has the raw power to, like, get something done physically. Mm-hmm. But female energy has the empowerment to see everything and to move energy that's not physical.
Uh-huh.
And so to go into denial and be a part of the male world, male energy never understood female energy. That's why tree huggers and healers are all demonized. Because from a male slain of view, they don't understand it. They have no perception for it. Right?
Right. Right. Right.
So what's happening now is that male consciousness, that thick, ignorant male consciousness is being killed off, literally killed off. I hold space for the merging of male and female empowerment in all moments.
I hold space for the emergence of male and female energy in all moments. I hold space for the emergence of male and female energy in all moments. I hold space for the emergence of female and
male and female, yeah.
Male energy in all moments.
I release propping up male energy in all moments.
I release propping up male energy in all moments. In all moments. I release propping up male energy in all moments. I release propping up male energy in all moments.
So the whole bullshit of humility is a male ploy to keep female empowerment down. Teaching unworthiness is not humility. Humility is knowing what a freaking badass we both are, but realizing that we help everyone know what a badass they are.
Uh-huh.
So it's raising the bar on that. Yeah, you're taking this in. Do you feel it like a vitamin?
Yeah.
I take in truth in all moments.
I take in truth in all moments. I take in truth in all moments. I take in truth in all moments. I take in truth in all moments.
I release the concept of... I release the concept of humility in all moments. Because yeah, that'll be good.
I release the concept of humility in all moments. I release the concept of humility in all moments.
The song is coming through. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense. And still I feel I've said too much. My silence is my self-defense. Do you know this song?
I recognize it, but I do not know what it is.
Okay, it's... And that is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. Billy Joel, And So It Goes. I remove the disparity between male and female bodies in all moments.
I remove the disparity between male and female bodies in all moments. The disparity between male and female bodies in all moments. I remove the disparity between male and female bodies in all moments. I remove the disparity between male and female bodies in all moments.
If I give you homework, will you do it?
Sure.
Okay, so on my website, you know about the energetic cleanse, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know about do you know the peanut butter and jelly cleanse?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're going to so love this. The peanut butter and jelly cleanse is like balancing the energy between two things. Like if peanut butter and jelly didn't want to be together anymore, you would do the energetic cleanse with the peanut butter and the jelly so they can like be freed of each other.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So do download the peanut butter and jelly cleanse. It's called that on my website.
Okay.
And do that with male energy and female energy.
Male, I'm writing this down.
And then this is going to be profound for you because you're going to be balancing out this world.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And my website, you know, is Genuine Healing with a J. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do that. Do you feel that?
Yes.
It'll the lion and the lamb, it's the same difference. The lion and the lamb laying together is symbolic of the male energy and the female energy. Now, the lamb isn't inferior to the lion. The lamb just doesn't need to be the lion. So female energy has always been empowered. And just like women love, and they don't need to be in the spotlight, and they don't need to shine because they love. Like that pure love of to a child, that's how much we love. And we love so much that we allowed male energy to have its way. We were never, ever the victim of male energy. We allowed them that grace because we loved them so much. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
But now we're looking around and we're seeing what they have done with that gift. And we realize that, yes, we love male energy. We love everything. But we also love the victims of their ploys and antics. So because we love everything so much, we have to take back our stance of empowerment so that male energy does not keep doing cruel things to those we love. Female energy takes back its stance of empowerment in our moments.
Female energy takes back its stance of empowerment in all moments. Female energy takes back its stance of empowerment in all moments. Female energy takes back its stance of empowerment in all moments. Female energy takes back its stance of empowerment in all moments.
What else? What else has been hindering you, if anything? You're doing really well in everything, right?
I am doing really well. And I don't know. I'm so... I'm just trying to stay present because I can't even go to the next second yet. Really, when I spin off into not being present is when I get in trouble.
How so?
I feel overwhelmed and the task seems too big.
Okay, good. So what's happening with that is when you're like not paying attention to time and you're just like in the moment and it seems all overwhelming, that's the fifth dimension. That's you training your brain to be exponential instead of linear. I transition to exponential reality in all moments.
I transition to exponential reality in all moments. I transition to exponential reality in all moments. I transition to exponential reality.
I remove all shackles of linear limitations in all moments.
I remove all shackles of
linear limitations.
I remove all shackles of
linear limitations.
In all moments. I remove all shackles of linear limitations in all moments. I remove all shackles of linear limitations in all moments. I remove all shackles of linear limitations in all moments.
I remove all engrams of linear limitations in all moments.
I remove all engrams of linear limitations in all moments. I remove all engrams of linear limitations in all moments. I remove all engrams of linear limitations. In all moments. I remove all anagrams of linear limitations in all moments.
I release the fear of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
I release the fear
of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
I release.
Bingo!
Bingo!
Ding, ding, ding! Give this girl a Cupid. I release the fear of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
Of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments. I release the fear of
reverting back
to linear
enslavement.
Reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
Did you feel that in your dantian, your kundalini, your pelvic bowl?
No, I felt it. Well, actually, I feel it in my center.
I block all possibilities of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
I block
I block all possibilities of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
I block all possibilities of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments. I
block all possibilities.
Block all possibilities of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments. I block all possibilities of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments. I block all possibilities
of reverting back.
Of reverting back to linear enslavement in all moments.
I close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments.
I close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments. I close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments. I close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments. I close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments.
So there seems like there's energy of you. You know how all our lifetimes are happening all at once?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lifetime where you're still in a dungeon somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Do you get a sense of it? Tune in.
Yeah, it does.
I remove all of my energy from linear enslavement in all moments.
I remove all my energy from linear enslavement in all moments. I remove all my energy from linear enslavement in all moments. I remove all my energy from linear enslavement in all moments. I remove all my energy from linear enslavement in all moments.
I open all cages of linear. I remove all cages of linear dungeons in all moments.
I remove all cages of linear dungeons in all moments. I remove all cages of linear dungeons in all moments. I remove all cages of linear dungeons in all moments. I remove all cages of linear dungeons in all moments.
That doesn't do it. You have to open, say it like I said it. I open all cages. Part of you wants to be out. And if you remove the cages, you think you're removing people who are trapped in those cages. So you want to open all doors to linear enslavement. Because you want to help everybody else escape too. What?
What is the tap?
No, pay attention to what I'm doing first.
Okay.
You as a dynamic healer, why are you a dynamic healer? You're trying to go back in this enslavement and open all the doors for everyone else. So if you just remove the cages, you're not helping them. You want to. This is your panic. No, I have to go back and save this one. I have to open this cage. I have to open this. You get it?
Uh-huh.
I open all cages in linear enslavement in all moments.
I open all cages in linear enslavement in all moments.
Mm.
Linear enslavement in all moments.
Mm.
Of linear enslavement in all moments. I open all cages in linear enslavement in all moments.
Watch this one. I free all souls trapped in linear enslavement in all moments.
I free all souls trapped in linear enslavement in all moments. I free all souls trapped in linear enslavement in all moments. I free all souls trapped in linear enslavement in all moments. I free all souls trapped in linear enslavement.
No, you're still doing a control thing with me. Say it exactly like I say. Don't clean it up. Say it the way I say it. I remove all souls trapped in linear enslavement. Your ego is trying to, like, fuck with it.
Okay, can you tell me again?
You said it perfect. You just said entrapped instead of trapped. That was an ego saying, ha ha, I'm going to, like, not say it. The sound frequency of what I give you is the key that opens it. And you changing it is making the key not work as well.
All right, tell us.
I free all souls trapped in linear enslavement in all moments.
I free all souls trapped.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
All souls trapped. All
Did you feel the difference?
Huge difference.
I release being vested in linear enslavement in all moments.
Invested?
Vested, not invested. I release being vested.
Okay. I release being vested in linear enslavement in all moments. I release being vested in linear enslavement in all moments. I release being vested.
Ah!
I release being vested in linear enslavement in all moments.
So I saw a similar image of you guarding the door. So that's why you were, you know, because we all played a part in it at some point. So you were guarding people in at some point. And that's why you get these dynamic healers that are still doing it and saying, oh, I'm the channeler, or they're screwing up. They're not owning their own empowerment. When they're not owning their own empowerment and giving credit to something outside of themselves, they are staying vested in linear enslavement because they had a stake in it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I awaken all souls to their part in linear enslavement in all moments. I awaken all souls to their part in linear enslavement in all moments.
I awaken all souls to their part in linear enslavement in all moments. Souls to their part in linear enslavement in all moments. I awaken all souls to their part in linear enslavement in all moments. I awaken all souls to their part in linear enslavement in all moments.
Mm.
This is big, then.
I know it was. Let me form this. I upgrade all healers. I upgrade all healers to embrace their own empowerment in all moments.
I upgrade all healers to embrace their own empowerment in all moments. I upgrade all healers to embrace their own empowerment in all moments. I upgrade all healers to embrace their own power in all moments.
Their own empowerment.
I upgrade all healers to embrace their own empowerment. Wow, that went out my toe.
I thwart all healers from cock-blocking their own empowerment in all moments.
What was the first part?
I thwart all healers from cock-blocking their own empowerment in all moments.
I subvert all healers from cock-blocking their own empowerment in all moments.
Thwart. THWART.
I thwart.
All healers from cock blocking their own empowerment in all moments. Come on, gal.
I thwart. All healers from cock blocking their own empowerment in all moments.
Ah!
All healers from cock blocking their own empowerment in all moments. All healers from cock blocking their own empowerment in all moments. I flirt. All
We close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments.
Say the first part.
We close all portals to linear enslavement in all moments.
We close all portals to linear enslavement. In all moments, we close all portals to linear enslavement. In all moments, we close all portals to linear enslavement. In all moments, we close all portals to linear enslavement. In all moments.
We release all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments.
We release all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments. We release all schisms between all healers and their empowerment in all moments.
Don't change it. Between the healer and their empowerment in all moments.
That's the first part.
We release all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments.
We release all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments. We release all schisms between all healers.
Nope! And don't change it.
Okay.
Look at you trying to control this. We release all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments.
We release all schisms between
the healer and their empowerment.
A healer and their empowerment in all moments.
The healer.
A healer or all healers?
No, the healer.
The healer, okay.
We remove all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all schisms between the healer and the empowerment.
Why is this so hard for you if you're not vested in linear limitations? This is the block. We remove all schisms. Oh, I know why. It's the elitist. Like, people who are healers now, there's a spiritual eliteness about them. Let's remind me of that statement. We remove all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments. Come on.
Wait a minute, I'm writing it down
No, don't write it down.
Okay.
That's the ego trying to control it. We remove.
We remove.
All schisms.
All schisms. All schisms.
Between the healer.
Between the healer.
And their empowerment.
And their empowerment.
In all moments.
In all moments.
We remove all schisms.
We remove all schisms. Between the healer and their empowerment. In all moments. Between the healer and their empowerment in all moments. We remove all schisms between the healer and their empowerment in all moments.
Everyone's a healer in all moments.
Everyone is a healer in all moments.
Nope. I didn't say is. Everyone's a healer in all moments. He was trying to control this. It's very interesting coming from you, Missy.
Now you made me forget. Say it again.
I made you forget. Your ego made you forget.
Go ahead.
Everyone's a healer in all moments.
Everyone's a healer in all moments. Everyone's a healer in all moments.
So what's been happening with the healers of the world is this and it's the same thing that like dribbled down to religions is the elitist class. Like there's a lot of healers. You know, you and I are two of the most dynamic healers probably on the whole planet, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Right, you're probably right.
Okay, so, but there's, but you have like this jet lag of the spiritual elitists who don't want everyone to know how empowered and dynamic they are. They want to be special. They want to own it. They want people to have to come to them. They want to be important. They want to be that special. That's male energy still. And you and I, you and I are the ones who give everything. We don't hold anything back. We put it all out there for everyone. And so everyone can be as empowered as we are and more, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so the first part is the spiritual elitist. And that like has dribbled down to all religions that say, oh, we're the best and they're not. And it's caused a lot of holy wars and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Mm, We remove the practice of spiritual elitist, and we remove all spiritual. See, how do you say it? We release the practice of spiritual elitism in all moments.
We remove the practice of spiritual elitism in all moments. The practice of spiritual elitism.
We remove the practice of spiritual elitism. Well, say the whole thing over. Part of your energy doesn't want to relinquish its high horse of importance. That was funny.
my having a hard time wrapping my tongue around the last.
That's the ego, I know.
Yes, it is.
Okay. We relinquish the practice of spiritual elitism in all moments.
We relinquish the practice of spiritual elitism in all moments.
So here's the oxymoron. So you have to raise your vantage point to do healing, so you're not at the same vantage point as the person, or else, you know, it's dangerous. But at the same time, you have to be an equal with that person, because nobody's better and nobody's worse. And if you feel like you're superior to that person, then you've slipped into male energy, and then you're not the dynamic healer that you are.
Right.
You say right like you think about this all the time.
No, but I know it in my core that this is the truth.
Yeah, thank you. I know, but there's people like diminishing what I bring to the table, saying, oh yeah, I knew that all the time. No big deal. I mean, when you say right, when someone's gifting you with a new truth and you say right, it's a way of diminishing them and invalidating what they're sharing. So there's no need to invalidate others, which is male energy. The only reason I bring this up is because others do it and you don't do it. But this is a opportunity for us to put that out there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
We release the practice of diminishing other healers in all moments.
Release the practice of diminishing other healers in all moments. Practice of diminishing other healers in all moments. Practice of diminishing other healers in all moments. We release the practice of diminishing other healers in all moments.
So this is the kind of stuff that goddesses would learn in the Gaia temples. There you go. Okay. We release the trauma of the desecration of Gaia temples in all moments.
We release the trauma of the desecration of Gaia temples in all moments. Of the defecation of the Gaia temples in all moments. We release the trauma of the defecation of Gaia's temples in all moments. We release the trauma of the defecation of Gaia's temples in all moments.
We make space in this world for all to embrace their empowerment in all moments.
Say that again.
We make space in this world for all to embrace their empowerment in all moments.
We make space in this world for all to embrace their empowerment in all moments. This world for all to embrace their empowerment in all moments. We make space in this world for all to embrace their empowerment in all moments. We make space in this world for all to embrace their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments. All blockages for all.
To all. Not for all. We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all blockages. We remove all blockages to all embracing all moments. We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments. We remove all blockages to all embracing their own empowerment in all moments.
Don't add own to their empowerment. Do that one over. We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all blockages. We remove all blockages to embracing all their
We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments. We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment.
Their empowerment. Stop. If people knew how articulate you were, and this is like really rare for you to mess up, they would know how deep we're working.
We remove all blockages.
To all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
We remove all blockages to all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
Did you finish?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh. Wait, we're not done. We're set. I am, baby. I'm bringing it. Look at you get all cocky now. The world is centered and empowered in all, embracing their own empowerment, their empowerment in all moments. The world is centered and empowered in all, embracing their empowerment in all moments.
The world, you're going to have to walk me through that.
The world is centered and empowered.
The world is centered and empowered.
In all, embracing their empowerment in all moments.
In all, embracing their empowerment in all moments.
The world is centered and empowered.
The world is centered and empowered.
In all, embracing their empowerment.
And are embracing their empowerment in all moments.
The world is centered and empowered.
The world is centered and empowered.
And all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
And all embracing their empowerment in all moments.
Now the chest.
The world is centered and empowered and are embracing their empowerment.
Now, do you feel pay attention to your surroundings. Did you feel like an upgrade around you in that?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
You're like half asleep.
I'm focusing on trying to get these right.
Come on, man. Humanity's dependent on you. All right, one more tap. The world resonates, emanates, and is interconnected with all life and all embracing their empowerment in all moments. Okay, go.
With me, right? The world. It's like we're playing.
Come on, do it.
Okay, let me calm down.
The world resonates, emanates.
The world resonates, emanates,
and is
interconnected
with all life.
With all life.
And all embracing their empowerment.
And all embracing
with all embracing their empowerment.
With all embracing their empowerment.
In all moments. The world resonates, emanates, and is interconnected with all life.
The world resonates and emanates and is interconnected with all life.
And all embracing their empowerment.
And all embracing their empowerment and all our life.
The world resonates, emanates, and is interconnected with all life.
The world resonates and emanates and is all...
And is interconnected with all life.
The world resonates and emanates and is all interconnected...
Now, you don't have to say and emanate and resonate. The world resonates, emanates. And is interconnected with all life.
And is interconnected with all life.
And all embracing their empowerment.
And all embracing their empowerment.
In all moments.
In all moments.
Now the heart, the chest.
The world
resonates, emanates.
The world resonates, emanates.
And is interconnected with all life.
With all life.
And all embracing their empowerment.
And all embracing their empowerment.
In all moments.
In all moments.
Now feel within your core how it's aligning more with the core of the earth and the core, and feel all souls being locked into their core, like atoms locked into their orbits.
Yeah, I feel my energy is like deep into the core of the earth. It's so grounded.
Okay, but don't feel it just about you. It's not all about you.
Uh-huh.
To feel, expand that awareness and expand how it's helping all other souls.
Yes, I do.
Okay, because that's how you get greater, is by not worrying what the freak's happening with you. That'll take
right.
care of itself. And you know this. It's 101.
Right.
Okay, so pay attention to those souls. And then if you're able to tap into the visions, you can see like animal life and nature and all that. It's not just people. People are the least of it. It's
mm-hmm.
You say, stop saying because it's insulting to me. Because you're saying that you know this and that I'm just wasting my time talking.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. No, but you know, and I know you're respectful, and you know you're respectful. But people who listen to this will hear you say, and it'll sound like, oh, she doesn't, yeah, she already knows this. She doesn't need her to tell her. You see that?
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
Thank you. That's going to come in handy for you. And now you're going to be able to notice when people insult you at a greater level that you didn't catch before. Yeah. But this is part of it. This is perceiving an energy and how we upgrade humanity by teaching them to be accountable in energy. I know. Thank you. Was this helpful?
Very helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for letting me record it. And it'll
yes.
help other healers. So this is great.
This is beautiful. I appreciate it. And
yeah, bask in this. This is the day to bask in this. And, you know, it's Memorial Day here in the States. And it's, like, really interesting because this is a way to honor all souls who fought and stuff, is to help them, no matter if they're physical or non-physical. Because we help non-physical souls as well. And we help them upgrade
That's
as well.
Beautiful. I like that. That's a nice connection.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thanks,
well, Jen. You're welcome. And you have a great day, okay?
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye.